people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
I once heard a quote from His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama, because I read a few of his books, and there's a quote in one of them that talks about what is the purpose of religion. And by that, he means literally all religions, whether it's Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, Islam, even he would argue the more fringe things, such as Scientology, and who is it that believes Haile Selassie is the second coming of Jesus? That's the Baha'is. And he would argue that all religions, now, by the way, the word religion simply means to bind together. Think about that. I've always loved that idea, that religion means to bind together. And there's that old story that if you take one stick, you can pick it up and break it. But if you take 50 sticks and put it together and bind them together, which is the word religion, much harder to break. Unfortunately, religions often tend to bind together all their sticks and then use it as a club to hit other people. That's the dark side of religion. The purpose of all religion, according to the Dalai Lama, is to impart ethics. That's it. The purpose of religion is to impart ethics. Now, some religions state that their purpose is also to save people's souls, others to achieve enlightenment, etc. And yet, they all have an ethical component. And when you look across all religions, there are certain ones that repeat themselves. Killing is number one. I once did a series on the common things in all the top religions. An osprey literally just flew over my head. I'm sitting by the stained glass window. I love where I live. It's a sea eagle. It's an eagle with a little bit smaller. It's smaller than a bald head, bald eagle rather. Anyway, it just blew me away with appreciation, with gratitude. So the purpose of all religion is to impart ethics. And the common ones are you don't kill, you don't steal. There's a couple more. I don't remember what they are. And it does not really matter going into it. The question I find is, because religions literally sort of sprang up all over the planet, different varieties of religions sprang up all over the planet, and yet you will never find a society of human beings that survived that did not have a religious component. Now, when I say that, I also mean spiritual. I mean Wiccan. I mean of nature, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of that. There is always that. And within that concept of a higher deity is always acting ethically. Acting ethically. I looked up the word ethics this morning just to make sure I had it. Moral principles that govern a person's behavior or the conducting of an activity. Moral principles that govern the person's behavior or the governing of an activity. It occurred to me that ethics, all in my mind, comes down very much to fairness. And it's that thing we talked about the other day, that life is not fair. Sometimes it's unfair in our direction, and sometimes it's unfair against us. We want to live in a world that is as fair as possible. We want to feel that other people would not do bad things to us. And one of the ways that we make sure that we don't do that, whether you believe in karma or not, is that we ourselves act ethically. And as a result, we don't live in a world of fear. We don't live in a world of other people doing to others. I read something that just blew my mind when I was in my 20s. It was in a book called The Millionaire Joshua, and it stated that human beings are incapable of doing anything they know to be wrong. So take that in. I'm going to expand on it, but human beings are incapable of doing anything that they absolutely know to be wrong, and yet we have common ethics that move throughout human beings, you know, common ethics that were, everyone would go, oh, no, wrong, sorry, wrong, and yet human beings violate all of those ethics and still feel they're not doing anything wrong. Well, how does that happen? If human beings cannot do anything wrong, then what we do is we rationalize, and I've used this as a joke before, but it's a good way of remembering it. We tell ourselves rational lies. In other words, my behavior is justified in this situation because my breach of ethics is justified in this situation because I was thinking about one, and I've shared this before. When I was a little boy, I was probably, I remember I was at 9 years old, 8 and a half on my way to 9. And we went to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We rented a place and then we went to this amusement park. And it was one of those things that you paid and you got in, you could ride all the rides once you were in, period, no, et cetera. It was before they used armbands. It was just yes or no going in. But they had a free pirate museum that you could walk through before you went into the amusement park. So we went in, and it was me and my brothers and my mom and my dad. Actually, I don't remember my mom being there. I remember my dad and his best friend was there with his son. And my dad would have been 39 at that point. And they were joking around. And we came around this corner and we saw this door that was open, but there was a little rope on it. And basically was to say, don't go into the amusement park. You're allowed to come in here. But the door is open for, I don't know, breeze, whatever. Well, I remember my dad and his friend laughing and us stepping over the string and just going into the amusement park. Now, I knew my dad had a lot of money. There was absolutely no reason to do that. So why would he do that? He knew the difference between right and wrong. I think in that moment, he and his friend were about, they were like teenagers, you know, hey, let's see what we can get away with. And it was like, yeah. It was more of a conspiratorial thing. And so they just wrote off the fact that that was stealing because we did not pay our fair share. And I remember being at the amusement park and not feeling like I was having a good time because I was constantly worried that someone was going to come and get us. And I didn't know what that meant, but it was a drag. So when we act ethically, which is the purpose of religion in society, then we begin to relax and believe that we're on more of an equal footing with other people. I've noticed, and I'm sure you have too, that it is the least ethical person who is the person who is believing, who believes the most that other people are out to take advantage of him or her. It is the person who really shades things in their favor, who takes advantage of other people, who acts unethically, that is constantly afraid that someone else will act unethically toward them. Now, that's not to say that we're not careful and cautious. I've gotten bruised a few times. Brian Tracy says that when a person with experience meets a person with money, the person with experience is going to get some money, and the person with some money with the money is going to get some experience. I was taken advantage of in a Ponzi scheme, etc. I've had things happen to me before, and I still don't want to walk around worried and afraid that people are going to do what it is that they say they are going to do. It's actually gotten easier nowadays to spot phonies and fakes, I find, because whenever you're thinking about doing business with somebody, you Google the heck out of it, and especially Google reviews or complaints. Morals. Acting ethically. I always want to ask myself, in what ways might I be acting unethically, but trying to rationalize my behavior? I, I, I think the very fact that I ask myself that attests that I don't really do it, act unethically that much. You'll see my eyes darting around because I'm trying to think of something I may have done. The bottom line is that when you feel good about who you are in the world, it's easier to feel good about who other people are in the world and to begin to truly make changes in your world, because you send out a vibration of harmony and trust. And by the way, always try and get another person's opinion if you're thinking about doing something that might seem a little like schemey, okay? Schemes are out there everywhere, and it's amazing. My phone rings 3 or 4 times a day telling me, you owe past due taxes in the amount of da da da. Click now to. It's just, that's what these people get up to do to go to work every day. I get up to go to work every day to be here with the most positive people in the planet. And that's those of you who are here with me every morning, and even those of you who have stumbled on with me. And it makes me excited and it makes me happy. I feel sad for those people who do what they're doing. And yet, remember, in their minds, they're not doing anything wrong. They've convinced themselves. They have rationalized. So open yourself up to areas maybe to yourself where you might be shading things a little bit, you know, well, nobody's going to catch me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And be aware of that and begin to notice how much better you feel when you just simply do and act right out of choice. Feels better. Feels better. Thanks so much for being with me, and thank you for sharing. When you share, please type the word shared so I know who it is. And a number of you are coming through as just Facebook user on my side. So I apologize for that. I know that you all can see who these people are, but if I'm having trouble, I'll have to let you know. And for those of you who share, we so much appreciate that, because that's how we build this positive online community. Real quick, any comments or questions? I'd love to hear your comments. Misty says, good morning from Forsyth, Georgia. Ed says he's in the middle of too many books. I get that. Maybe something wrong here. Don't know why. What happens is I'm using a system called StreamYard. And when you log in, it's going to, just to protect your privacy, it should ask you if you want to be able to make comments. If you're having trouble with it, let me know. Grateful for my magic bullet. All right, Greg. No, says Courtney, I bought your books a few years and have been a fan since. Got it. That's wonderful. Congregations are all bound together and not necessarily religious oriented. Great comment. The eagle is a good sign. You know, thank you so much for saying that. I would love to say it's a unique experience here. It's not. And when you all come down here for our event, you're going to see the eagles, the pelicans, the manatee, the dolphins. It's just, I mean, they're here. Thankful for the freedom of religion in the United States of America. Amen to that, Willow. Kindness is the common thread of all religions. Stay with me as I check through these comments, and then I'm going to tell you my favorite religious joke. You're going to laugh no matter what your religion is. Kindness is the common thread in all religions. I would say that is true, and ethics is first, period. I would say kindness is the common thread of all religions. And yet kindness is typically directed towards only the faithful, in my experience. So great comment, though. Ethics I consider to be the common rules of the living road. Very good. Yeah, good distinction. I am grateful to hear my name pronounced correctly, says Kareen. And grateful for this jumpstart. I'm grateful I can choose for myself. Yeah, it's so amazing. The studies that have been done when you get somebody and you ask them about their ethics and then you put them in a morally questionable situation and watch what they do, but then also put them in a morally questionable situation with one or more other people. And it's amazing how people will do what the other people are doing, even though they know it's unethical and may have denied or not done it previously. Oops, I forgot to say hello to Heather. Grateful for challenges that help me grow. Still not sure who this is. In a sense, even good driving is a form of religion in so much as we share the road, keep it safe, look at the other person, do the best we can, caring, be responsible for yourself and the lives of others. Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that's certainly true. The because clause is where we often miss the ethical spiritual point. I'm grateful for my sweet 14-year-old cat, says Trish. That is great. Sensitive to the mirror image of one's insecurity. Okay. Not exactly sure where we're going with that, but that's okay. I realize that you all make the comments while I'm speaking. Mary's grateful for her cats, accepting yourself as is, accepting no matter how different they appear to be. Greg has shared, thank you so much. Ed says, personally, I believe ethics spring from the innate need for order. Exactly. Exactly. The cosmological basis of ingenious cultures into religion and ethics, but rather nature and order, right and wrong, is an action from order, or action rising from order. If something doesn't fit the order, then it's wrong. Well spoken, and you and I totally agree. I think in what we are saying, there's no difference here. The purpose of religion is to maintain order through ethics, but we'll leave it at that. We've already kicked this dog around the block quite a bit. Kareem says, shared. Thank you so much. Heather says, I think it's a great idea to reflect on things you're rationalizing. Amen to that. Good morning from Key West. Kathy, down in Key West, just a couple hours south of me. Trouble with Facebook this morning. Sorry, Mary. Good to see you, though. Shared says, Linda. Shared says, Trish. I don't have a share button. Yeah, something is off. We'll figure that out. I will have to watch later, says Mary. Mary, we're still glad you're here. Ed has shared. Misty says, thank you. So inspirational. Willow has shared. And love the united thread of religion. Thank you so much, Mary. Give that some thought. And notice that all religion is there to impart some sort of ethical standard to, as Ed said, basically keep order. Keep the monkeys from going crazy in the cage. And so it's interesting that we bind together. And when we bind together, we bind out. I just want to say that. I've had three surgeries now in Kansas City, shoulder, both knees. And every time I go, they want to know what my religious affiliation is. And they've got everything from Jainism to Scientology, you name it, it's on there. The one thing that's missing, they have none. The one thing that's missing is all. And I've asked them repeatedly, can we please put all on there? I'm all. I don't want you to have to check all the boxes. I'd like to be open to all and affiliated exclusively with none. And that allows me to stay healthy and happy in it. Just my way of being. Mary says, shared, thanks so much. And thank you all for being with me here. We're calling this series Great Advice. And these are just basically things that I have noticed through my own life. And I look forward. This is part number three. If you missed parts one and two, please be sure and go back and watch them. And I will see you tomorrow. I'm seeing more comments. No more.